Good morning and welcome, my friends. You are listening to the fourth and final hour of the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. It's Thursday, January 25th, 2007, about 1 minute after 2 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Wow, what a mind-blowing interview that we've had thus far, courtesy of our special guest tonight. Lots of great information, and this is what it's all about, my friends. You know, everybody has information, and when we find the right people and we can put them on the air, I think we all certainly benefit from this. Tom Berryhill, welcome back, sir.
Thanks, Frank.
You're the best, man. I appreciate you so much. Let's go back to John in New York. John, please continue, sir.
Yeah, I was going to go on with the fuel thing. That's also available with Avgas, which is 100 low lead, and that can be run on engines that don't have any catalytic converter. Because so you can run gas generators also off that.
Wow.
I used to supplement my fuel with it. I just put a lead eliminator substitute in it, and it will definitely help. Also, another gas tip, just because I got a few ideas I want to get out there for the listeners. Is adding about the acetone myth. I don't know if you've read about this supplement. It is actually verifiable. I've done a lot of tests on it with my car and my father's car, and very mathematical and precise, because it took me over a year to prove it, but it definitely does help if you add no more than 2 ounces per 10 gallons of gasoline. It changes the surface area of the molecule, so as it's sprayed into the engine, into the piston, it's more in a gaseous form than a mist, really.
Oh, wow.
So it
does take obviously pretty precise calibrations and maybe extended trials to see that it does do something, but it does.
Definitely. I noted about a 17% increase in gas mileage on average.
That's fantastic.
It's significant.
Okay.
And I had a question for your guest.
Please.
As far as the basis of our energy economy, I think that the whole biofuel and the whole the green fuels are a short-term solution for a transition to a hydrogen economy, because I mean, we could if we could get electrolysis such as what Stanley Meyer was going, and that whole breaks the law of conservation energy, but if we could get that going, we could actually run existing internal combustion engines off of this hydrogen oxygen mix and converting it back into water upon combustion, just stripped of its electrons, if I'm not incorrect there. I think that's the way we need to go, is people need to focus on a hydrogen-based economy, and that they can take this through new electrolysis processes and use the gas instead of running fuel cells and running the hydrogen through a membrane and creating electricity that way, but actually combusting the hydrogen and oxygen. I was wondering what your guest thought about that.
Okay.
Well, I agree with John, but you know, the problem here is the oil boys aren't going to let go, so they want you to have these fuel cells, and you know, they got to have their fingerprints on everything that's going to be happening. That's the problem.
That is.
Right.
That's absolutely true.
Right.
Yeah. And I agree. The problem is right now is the amount of energy it takes to actually do the electrolysis is sometimes more than what you get out of it. So there's no free lunch, unfortunately. But there's a lot of experimentation and research going on. There's a lot of garage inventors and researchers working. You know, some of the best things that we have, the best technologies we have come out of somebody's garage. So you never know what they're going to come up with next.
I refuse to believe that it is not impossible for people to come up with this, especially when you're working in this new quantum realm, the scalar level that your machines work at, up in the 47 kilohertz range for water.
Well, I'll tell you what, John, we have experimented a little bit with fuel injection systems with orgone.
Hold on a second. On that note, we're going to pause here, folks. Back in 3 minutes, I think a passion of Tom's has been ignited here as we explore alternative energy. Stay with us.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights, features, featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. As I mentioned, the final hour here, last chance to get in on the phones. 800-313-9443. Tom Berryhill, our special guest this evening. Tommy, welcome back.
Okay, Frank, let's do it.
Yeah, well, continue. You were, and I think we still have John with us as well. But Tom, go ahead and finish what you were talking about these. You mentioned fuel injection systems, orgone energy.
I've done some experimentation with some of these orgone systems. Using testing it on a pickup truck with a fuel injection system, and you need a platinum wire, and I have that on the intake, and then I put one of these frequency generators on there that I made, and it did make some improvements. I'm still playing around with it, and just haven't talked about it a whole lot.
Yeah.
The same, now you know, Frank, I think we've spoken privately about how the same technology can be applied to storage batteries. See, in a battery, you have two current flows. Two flows. You have a chemical ion flow, and you have an electron flow. Now, the electron flow is the speed of light, 186,000 miles per second.
Mm-hmm.
The chemical ion flow is very, very slow. So if you can fool the chemical ions to where they won't deplete, the battery thinks it still has a charge. I'm not so certain the battery doesn't get its charge from the orgone around it anyway. That's what really supplies it.
Wow.
So we're playing around with that. We've been able to greatly extend the charge on a lead-acid battery from hours to days.
That's fantastic.
We're just playing around with that. Now, if I can get that worked out, then that will be quite a breakthrough. Just not there yet.
Yeah. Wow. It's amazing. John, please continue.
Amazing stuff. You know, yeah. And thinking for all the listeners out there, as far as what they can do, I think the first thing that people need to address is to not be afraid of what they're doing. I think a lot of people go into this and they're just afraid because they don't know how it works. And that's the best part of experimenting, is just building it, and then your confidence will build. Like you said, you started when you were very young, and that's what people need to do, is just get confident in what they're doing. And like I made a windmill that runs off three alternators from old Ford F-150 pickup trucks, and then
wow.
Wired, and it's really simple. It's not his type of wiring is a lot more sophisticated and complicated, but I mean, you can just do really simple solid state stuff. And just get old batteries, like you said, wire them in series, and then have them charge off an alternating current, and then you know, use that convert it back into DC or whatever your applications are. So there's little ways to do it like that too, of just stuff that's scrapyard junk, you know.
That's right. You know, an alternator off of a car is nothing more than a three-phase. It has a three-phase output. They diode rectify it. And that's how they charge your battery. But you could take the diodes out if you want the AC power out of there.
I didn't even think about that. I've been converting it, and I've been losing energy on the conversion process, and I didn't even think about that's a great idea.
There's all kinds of ways to do it, John, but they are basically a three-phase alternator.
Right. Well, excellent. Well, I just want to say thank you for your time, and Frank, always will be supporting your show from the East Coast here.
Hey, thanks, brother. I really appreciate it. Thanks for the call and the fantastic information. All right. Barry in Missouri, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hello there.
Great show, great guest.
Hey, thanks.
I wanted to know if I could offer a tip or two to some of your listeners.
Of course.
Regarding gasoline generators, kind of experience I had, mishap, what have you, about a summer or two ago when I lost my power. Trying to get the generator to start, I was out there literally for hours trying to get the thing to start, and lo and behold, found out that, well, I had some old gas in there, but what happened is it ended up clogging up the jets in the carburetor. So I had the carburetor apart and take a little needle and clean the jets out, and then fired right up. So, you know, if that you guys have that kind of problem, then you might try doing what I did, or use maybe some chem tool or some seafoam or something to clean the jet out. So
that's a great idea. And Tom, you know, in addition to commenting on what he said, I know that you have told me that a lot of people will take back generators or sell them to someone because they supposedly don't work, when in actuality it's a relatively simple process to get it functioning again.
That's true, and the caller is correct. The gas goes bad, and I'll tell you, I'm going to admit this publicly. I have a gas generator I use here for powering up saws and things I have to use out in the field, and I couldn't get that thing started for nothing. It just wasn't cooperating, and a good friend of mine was over here helping me do some work and some other stuff, and he was laughing. He says, just change the – when's the last time you changed your gas? I said, well, 3 years ago, and he starts laughing. He says, drain the gas out, get some fresh gas, put a new spark plug in, it'll fire up in the first pull, and he was right. And I learned a lesson.
There you go. Happens to the best of us.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. The diesel will last a lot longer. You don't have to worry about it as much. It does sometimes form algae. You know, algae will grow on it, so you have to be careful with that. But gasoline, yes, it does start losing its octane rating. It goes down. I'd say you shouldn't keep it more than 6 months, something like that.
Fantastic. Barry, anything else?
Yeah, something else you might consider, what I need to run is my water pump and my refrigerator, and I found that I could actually adjust the governor on the generator down to about as little as 105 volts, okay? I could conserve the life of the generator and gasoline power, what have you, but I actually could run my water pump and refrigerator at 105 volts, no problem. So you don't have to have a running peak at, you know, 120 or 125, you know.
That's probably true. It just depends on the appliance. Some, you know, they just don't want to start at low voltage.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, you could damage a motor. But I would think 105 volts really isn't that far off from the what the commercial power would supply.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably areas around the country that only supply 105 volts anyway in a regular outlet.
Wow. Yeah. One other tip, I don't know what you covered because I missed earlier when you're talking about wiring up to your furnace or something, but I basically just used 10-gauge wire, went right into my breaker box, and I went the opposite direction. Instead of using the output of a 20-amp breaker on a dual ganged breaker, right? I took and wired my power in through the breaker, so I actually went through 20 amp breakers. Used that as a switch to switch, you know, my generator power on and off to my house circuit. Of course, got to make sure you cut the mains at all times, you know, when you're using generator power. But that worked out pretty good for me. So
yeah, that can be done. I don't want to talk about that too much. The power utilities don't like it.
Oh.
Because if there is a lineman working out there, you know, the lowest voltage they typically use in a neighborhood would be 7,200 volts on the primary side, the high line that feeds the transformer. So if you say there's a line down and there's a transformer out there and you fire up through the system, back out through that transformer, you don't pull the main breaker, and your generator power actually goes back out through that transformer. Now your generator is supplying 7,200 volts up and down the street on that high line. But the problem is that everybody's hanging on there waiting for the power to come back on, so their load is on the circuit, and your generator would die as soon as you kicked it on because it wouldn't be able to supply the load. But it would actually try to power up the 7,200-volt circuit. Which would be very dangerous, especially if they're working on it, trying to reestablish the power grid in that area. So
exactly.
It can be done. It's done all the time. I don't recommend it from a liability standpoint, especially.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for the call, Barry. I really appreciate it, and obviously.
Barry is skilled enough to
yeah.
you know, he knows what he's doing, and it will
like
work for somebody like that.
Yes.
We
just have
here,
to, be cognizant of the fact that not everyone is as plugged in, no pun intended, as you guys are. For example, I'm a moron. So
I actually do something along those same lines, but, Frank, I have a huge disconnect switch. We flip that switch. It totally disconnects us from the power grid. And then my shop and the house and everything can all connected together, and we can power it up any way we want.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Jim in West Virginia. Jim, welcome to the show.
Yeah, second time caller. I was talking about the Germans here a few nights
ago.
You all keep hitting subjects I'm familiar with. I've lived, eat, breathe electronics all my life.
Good.
But I have a nice call sign, too. But at any rate, I'm now living in the woods of West Virginia. I'm a refugee from the city. But I will mention one thing. Use a regulator battery charger on your marine batteries, otherwise you'll cook them. I don't think Tom mentioned that. And
that's a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't cook your batteries. And there are people up here in the woods which are nowhere near power, and they will have backup. For the ones who do have power, they'll have backup 12-volt systems wired throughout their house. It takes lots of heavy conductors because it takes a thick conductor of 12 volts to produce much juice at the other end of the line without cooking things. And there are people who have hunting and fishing cabins up here run on 12 volts. The generator is comprised of an alternator from a car or truck or what have you and a 5 to 10 horsepower motor and a couple of marine batteries. So if you want to go off the grid, the biggest problem is air conditioning and refrigeration. And another trick for people who've lived up here off in the woods and such as that, using generators, et cetera, is that they'll get the frost, old type of refrigerators you had to defrost, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because they use a fraction of the energy, about half the energy of the frost-free refrigerators.
Let me ask you guys to hang on here. I'm sorry. Music's playing in the background very quietly. Folks, again, our phone number, 800-313-9443 for you. Electronics aficionados, this show is for you. Stay with us. More with our special guest, Tom Berryhill, when we return in 3 minutes.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
The fastest 4 hours in talk radio rages on, folks, and we are taking your calls, 800-313-9443, and Tom Berryhill, our special guest this evening. Tom, welcome back.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you. Jim in West Virginia, continue, sir.
One last little tip. This is a dirty trick, and I don't know if there are any dangers associated with it or not, but I've done it for 20 years. The problems with bad gasoline, a lot of times the most volatile stuff will evaporate and the rest of it will turn to gum. Mm. On those engines which are used infrequently, such as a generator, I will put Coleman-type fuel in it, camping fuel, naphtha.
Oh.
Okay? And it won't mess things up, and it will fire up the first time. It's almost as good as starting fluid.
Hmm.
I will keep that in the tank. If I need to start it, it's bam, rock and roll, here we go, right now. If I run it for an extended period of time, I put gasoline into it. All right,
mm-hmm.
And then when that's all done, I run all the gasoline out and put about a quarter of a tank of Coleman type fuel, or you know, camp stove type fuel,
mm-hmm.
into the thing. Ozark Trail is another brand name,
yes.
And it's ready to go. I use it on the chipper shredder because that thing is a royal pain to start. Huge flywheel on that 7-horsepower
wow.
monster, and I could barely get the thing going. But naphtha, Coleman fuel. Camping fuel is a dirty trick on the gasoline.
Okay.
But it's cheaper than carburetor kits and taking it apart in the middle of the worst storms.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, in a pinch, it's a good trick to know.
Yeah,
wow.
And also, it, a lot of times it's so volatile, it'll evaporate pretty quick.
Oh, okay.
So if you look in there 6 months later and during the summertime, you say, whoa, where'd it go? It evaporated, but it doesn't.
Somebody siphoned my gas. I'm going to go out on the property with a shotgun.
Right, but it does evaporate, but
okay.
doesn't go anything up. I'll let
okay.
you guys go, okay?
Jim, thank you so much. Fantastic stuff. Tom, your thoughts?
That's a good idea. You
right.
know, that really makes a lot of sense. And, you know, Frank, we learn something every day, don't we?
Hey, man. If
I never thought about that, but the last several calls have been great.
Oh, absolutely, and there's plenty more where that came from. Let's keep it going. Tex in Texas, welcome to the show. Hello, Tex. Okay, I guess he's not there.
Am I on there?
Oh, okay, there you are. Welcome. Welcome, Tex.
Okay, we're here.
All right.
I've been off the grid for 4.5 years myself, and there's a couple of tips I'd like to add. I have a system very similar to yours, but I also have some large solar panels, in line with my battery charger.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking about wind turbine power in addition to that, and that'll greatly reduce your generator running time. The main issue I wanted to deal with is battery life. When you're going to be, using these things for a long period of time, you'll find when you're using marine batteries and things like that, that they're mainly geared for cold cranking amps for engines. And I use golf cart batteries and RV batteries because they're very forgiving of, being deeply drained and then recharged.
Oh.
But what I'm specifically discovered in the last year, and I'm finding it's absolutely miraculous, is that what kills these batteries over a period of time is when the plates sulfate. And they have a desulfating technology now. It's called PulseTech technology. Have you ever heard of it?
Yes, sir. It hangs on the battery poles, and it puts a sharp pulse in there that breaks those ions loose.
Yeah, absolutely, and I've been testing it out since early this spring, and they're absolutely out of this world. I've brought batteries back to life that were so dead that I couldn't even register any charge on my charge gauges.
Wow.
I'll tell you something I've also done on, a lot of these batteries are sealed nowadays, but in the old days you could take the caps loose, and some of them you still can. You pry the lid off of there and get the caps loose. I drain all the electrolyte into a bucket,
right,
and then I, real carefully with a face mask on and everything else, I take a garden hose and shoot it up, hold the battery upside down and hose the things out into another bucket. And knock all that sulfating that's settled at the bottom that wants to shunt that particular cell, hose it out real good, put the electrolyte back in, and sometimes that battery will come back to life and last a few more years.
Wow.
Well, I've just restored 12 batteries that were used for 4 years, and, it's hard to tell how they were from when they were new now, and it's only been on a few months, and it really, really works. And, another thing, people want to run computers off of these things, and they talk about things like voltage spikes. I put some very large capacitors, about 300,000 microfarads worth of capacitance at my common feed point, and, that eliminates a lot of voltage spikes and gives you a great deal of, cold cranking, startup power.
Mm-hmm.
And I put capacitance between the ground wire on my C40 charge controller and put it in line with the ground so that it will ground out alternating current but not direct current, and that gets rid of a lot of radio static that, drives my radio and other things absolutely crazy.
Well, he's right on target,
right,
Frank.
Well, fantastic. Well, Tex, whatever it is, it sounds like you're doing good stuff, my friend. I appreciate the input.
I've been consulting people a lot smarter than I am on the subject.
Well, that's the situation I'm in, that's for sure.
What things we found, right?
Yeah, well, this is how we all get information, and I really appreciate the call, Tex. Thank you so much. And, Tom, we're coming up on the break here. We got plenty of calls coming in, and I know people want to talk, and I'm really enjoying this. I will admit, and I know this is no surprise to you, that a lot of this stuff is over my head. So, people, if you're listening to this and you feel that maybe you don't completely understand all of it, you can contact Tom. His email address, we'll give that when we come back. But I will say this, every one of these callers, you guys all sound like geniuses. I know Tom is a genius, so I'm definitely outclassed, but I'm learning a lot, and that makes me happy. Folks, stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. We got about 25 minutes left with our special guest tonight, Tom Berryhill. Tommy, welcome back.
Okay, Frank.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
you know, I want to make a comment here.
Please do.
These callers have all been right on target, and they're doing some interesting things. John's getting free fuel, down there has got
this has got to be pretty cool for you and for a lot of them, because I imagine that people who have this kind of information, I mean, yeah, maybe there could be some big convention somewhere in Vegas and whatnot, but otherwise, you know, to have this kind of opportunity to network and chat and trade ideas like this is probably a pretty cool thing, don't you think?
Yeah, it really is, and learning. You know, I learned a couple of things I didn't know before.
Oh, cool.
And that's great. But I hope that these other callers can go out and help in their local area.
Yeah.
To, you know, what about the senior citizen down the road that's sitting there shivering, the power's out, and they're scared to leave their home?
That's right.
Try to give them a hand. Keep them running, you know?
Of course, how trusting will they be when, you know, they're sitting in their house shivering and you bang on the door, big scary dude like you are, and they'll say, oh, yeah, this guy's just here to rob me.
Was scary when you met me, Frank?
Yeah, you know, I was a little intimidated. I'm kidding. No, you're absolutely, you got a heart of gold, Tommy, and it shows. People can tell that right off the bat.
The other thing is, and Tex, see, he's got quite a sophisticated system there in Texas.
Mm.
But what I'm trying to describe tonight is something that
everybody can do
without a huge budget for this can get by. They don't need maybe they don't want to be off the grid, but they just want to get by during the outage, and that's what we're trying to cover here.
And at the same time, though, if you do want to be off the grid, this is a great way to sort of start the process, don't you
think?
That's
right. You could get started.
Yeah.
And I'll say
and
this.
See how it works for you.
Now, say, for instance, you have a battery and maybe a small UPS inverter to run your furnace blower. Okay, that's one. You could then go and get another one to run your lights. And another one, and another. You could have several of these things because you can pick these things up for nothing.
That's great.
Or next to nothing.
That's wonderful.
Now you have no huge investment. Your biggest investment is going to be the batteries. And they're approximately, I don't know, $60 or so if you want a marine-type battery, deep-cycle battery. Car batteries will work, but car batteries are made to have a horrendously large discharge, like starting the engine in a car, and then they have a heavy charge from then on. And so they occasionally do a deep discharge, but then they're constantly charged. You really want to go the other way. You want the deep cycle batteries where they're meant to be charged. They're charged up, and then they release that charge over a long period of time.
Wow.
They seem to work better. But although Tex did mention the golf cart batteries, they work very, very well.
All right.
So you can spend your money accordingly. I'm talking about simple systems here to get people through an outage so they can get by kind of in a normal fashion and stay in their home. They don't have to leave.
Fair enough. Let's keep going with the calls, my friends. 800-313-9443. We'll do our best to get every single one in here. Tom, I mentioned we give out your email address. Do you mind?
No, it's twb8899@yahoo.com.
There you go. And of course, obviously, if the best way to do it is say, you could say, heard you on Frank's show, or regarding, frankly speaking, or regarding your interview.
They have to do something. Frank, I get...
I know, you get swamped.
I get tons of...
And part of that...
Junk, too.
You know what it is? Somebody out there, Tommy, is monitoring my website, and I know that there's a lot of them. But this particular group... anytime an email address is posted on my website or we mention it on this show, instantaneous offers of money from Nigeria, enlarge your breasts and enlarge your penis, all in one day. You can be rich and be stacked in all the ways that you could possibly want to or not want to be stacked.
Frank, I'm going to be a billionaire before the end of the month.
I'm telling you.
Just from what I'm getting from Nigeria.
I know.
Like I said before, I'm not a greedy guy, and I shared your information with them as well.
That's very sweet.
Keep all of it, Frank.
You gave them my bank account so they could just...
Absolutely.
They can conveniently just route those billions right in there.
That's right.
Like I said, heart of gold, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. And, anybody who wants to contact me, I do have some... discounted energy cleaners. They're the last generation, but they have the same software, same highest revision software, just the current models that are produced.
Awesome.
And but they have the
that's
older
great.
Style black case.
Yeah, that's
so
it.
I have several of those available at a very deep discount.
Yes,
if anybody wants to contact.
Yeah, and again, the Madeira XT1, XT2, as well as colloidal silver generators and any other number of things. Tom has it all. Contact him via email. He'll give you all the information.
Yeah, TWB8899@yahoo.com.
There you go.
And it's on your website as
well. Yes, absolutely. Let's fit in all the calls we can, folks, before we run out of time, okay? Jack in Florida, welcome to the show.
Hello, Frank. Yeah,
hello.
Rich and Stack, let me give you my email address.
Yeah, it sounds promising.
That's great. I've learned a bunch of stuff here, too. I got a system similar to what Tom's got. Do you have a website, Tom?
No, I sure don't. I most of my products are sold through distribution, and we private label for others. We're busy enough with that. I've just never gotten around to doing that. I'd like to do it, just not enough hours in a day.
Something I've looked at, too, one of the callers mentioned there a while ago about the Stanley Myers hydrogen cell. And there's a bunch of information about that on the internet, and sounds like you've got the facilities and everything, a matter of just looking into that big time and getting some systems out there to be able to retrofit, not only on vehicles, but on some of these the generators to supply power for the generators for the homes.
Well, I agree, and the thing is that I am spread so thin, I can't go any other directions with this. If somebody came with a working model, we could take it from there. The problem is that I've heard about this stuff for years, but I've always said just don't build one to run industrial park. Build one that sits on the desk and runs a flashlight bulb forever. Then I'll be impressed, because you can improve upon that and increase it. And it can be done. I know it can be done, because we're having some tremendous success here just dealing with the Oregon energy. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put out a new product here very soon, really in the next couple of days. It's completed, and it's called an Oregon modulator, and it's a multi-frequency generator that's used with the Lakoski coils to energize the Oregon cylinders. As a matter of fact, Nancy Peters-Oliver, she purchased the first one.
Oh, okay. Why didn't I hear about this?
I don't know if I said anything the other day, but
I'm highly offended.
It's the multi-frequency generator, but we upgraded the thing. We can do as many as 16 frequencies now at one time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It sounds something like what Stanley Myers was doing. There are several people that's experimenting with that technology that you can reference on the internet. And I've pulled down some of the video stuff off the internet about Stanley Myers, and he had a dune buggy that actually run on the cell that he had and that he drove around.
Yeah.
I remember him making
I've heard the name. I'm not totally familiar with his technology.
Yeah,
there were several systems out there like that, yes.
Yeah, he said he would be able to go from Los Angeles to New York on 29 gallon of water.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's great.
The only problem is the oil guys aren't going to go easily. They're going to be kicking and screaming. A lot of these technologies have come forward and have been suppressed. It's a sad state of affairs when they do something like that,
yeah.
But that's just how it works. And I think when the old guard dies off, the younger crowds are going to come forth with these technologies, and they won't be able to stop it.
Possibly an inlet on this getting kind of around the oil guys, instead of actually coming up with something that would retrofit on an automobile, would be something that you could retrofit to a generator.
Yeah, you know, it's easier to work that way also, because the generator's small. It's right there. You don't have to dig around under the hood of a car. Much simpler system. That is probably one of the best ways to prove out one of these systems. Get it running on a gas power generator. Get it going with that first.
Oh, something too. I'm also a ham operator, and I just looked up. It's February the 23rd, I think it is, on when they're not going to be requiring the code anymore.
Is that one it is?
Yeah. What is your call sign?
AB0Q.
AB0Q.
That's right. I'm not too active anymore. And,
yeah.
But I've been a ham for 40 years.
Yeah. Well, good. Anyway, the system I got, I know everybody's talking for is inverters. I know you got the UPS systems and everything. I believe that's really the way to go. So that's what I have is...
Well, it's unique because most of the inverters, a lot of smaller ones, are only 120 volts. Mine is 220 volts, so it does put out the higher voltage and can feed the entire power panel directly. And I do have it set up like that. The utility power comes through the UPS, and then it feeds the main panel. So the batteries are charged, trickle charged off of the utility power. Of course, when it goes out, then it switches over instantly. My system was made by Alpha. I believe they're in Oregon or Washington State, and I don't remember the model number, but it's got a computer interface panel on it with a readout, and it tells you, you know, your your KVA output. It just monitors every single function that thing will do. It's amazing. And will dial a telephone to tell you there's an outage if you want it to. And it's also, it's not a modified sine wave, it's sine wave power. And it's very, very clean.
Plus the UPS, they take care of the spikes that the fellow was talking about.
That's correct.
If it is capacitors on there, with the UPS, you don't have to worry about all that.
That's correct. They are made to take care of those types of problems. And that's why I like using them. Now, the power factor isn't the best. Like I said, most big generators, most really good generators will have a 80% power factor. It might say 0.8 or it might say 80%. This inverter that I have, or UPS I have, is 67%. So it's not bad, but it's rated at 10 kVA, and it's a 67% power factor.
That's fantastic.
I think what I've got is I've got a couple of it's the APC 1400s.
Sure.
Anyway, you can get three or four of those, and it covers the whole house with them.
You can get them for almost nothing, right?
Oh, they're not very expensive. You know, I mean, you can get them off eBay. You usually try to get it without the batteries in it.
It's a lot cheaper to ship them that way, too. But people tend to throw those away when the batteries go bad. So I go to flea markets and thrift shops, and you'll find those things all the time. I've never paid more than $10 for one.
You're better off getting away from those type batteries anyway because they're too expensive. You can rewire it and wire it onto deep cycle marine batteries.
That's right.
I've done.
Now, what you need to do is go and spread this word in your community because there in Florida, you folks have had your share of problems too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right. When Charlie came through, all the power went down and my lights just blinked. And you know, it switched over automatically.
There you go.
I was already set up. Plus, you need to hook up the solar cells on it. I mean,
that's a really good idea. My problem here is my system operates at 156 volts. It's a higher voltage system, but it's a huge system. The smaller ones will run on 12 volts. It works a lot better. You're not going to. I'd have to spend I don't even want to think what I'd have to spend to get the solar cells to power up this thing that I have. So far, I've backed it up with the diesel generator, and that works fine for me.
Fantastic.
Okay, real good. Let me let you go. What if you will do, though, Tom? Look into that. Get on the Internet and do some searching on that Stanley Myers. I believe you got the facilities, and almost with your Oregon generator system that you're working with there, it sounds to me like you've almost got it already built.
Well, here's our plan is to just have an electric vehicle. You know, a lot of folks have rigged up cars and converted them to electric, but they can only go maybe 100 miles or 150 miles at the most, and they got to recharge the thing. What if you had an electric vehicle? You could drive it coast to coast and never have to charge it.
Yeah,
you might have to charge it maybe once a week.
There's two companies doing that I know of. One's called Tesla Motors. Then there's another one. It's called, they got a website, Left Coast Conversions, that's doing that also.
Right.
But also, there's a movie out, Who Killed the Electric Car?
Yes.
And it talks about the EV1 and some of the stuff that GM done and everything.
Yeah.
They talk also about a type of battery on there, a fella that was come up with new technology on batteries, an ionic type battery. And he made the statement there that it would last longer than the car.
Well, so, let me tell you something. I've got a good friend that's really into the radio-controlled airplanes and all this. And he said there's a major revolution going on. Oh, they're getting away from the fuel-powered engines, combustion engines, and they're going to electric on these little airplanes, these radio-controlled airplanes, because the battery technology and the power-to-weight ratio has finally gotten to the point, and the efficiency is there with the motors, that they can do this. Now, you know, if they can do that, like I said earlier, do it on a small scale so you can put it on your desk and watch it run. You can do that with a little plane. You could do it with a big one,
too. That's an excellent point. Jack, thank you for the call.
Okay, let me let you go. Good to talk to you. It's been a great show.
Hey, thank you so much, my friend. I really appreciate it. John in Georgia, welcome to the show. Make that John in Minnesota. John, welcome to the show.
Roger on Minnesota. Anyhow, okay, on motors, we're getting short of time here. Motors are a constant wattage device. Do not cut them on their voltage because then your current will go up. That's the reason you'll burn out a motor on a long extension cord.
Mm.
They demand a certain number of watts to develop their horsepower, and they're going to get it one way or the other. If you don't give them the voltage, they'll take the current. Okay?
Well, that is true, and he was talking about running at 105 volts.
Right. That's about the
lower edge. I wouldn't go much lower than that.
Exactly.
That's really pushing it.
Let me ask you guys to hang on. We'll be right back here, folks, in 3 minutes, and we will do our best to get through every single call that we can. It seems unlikely at this point, but again, we'll try to power on through. Stay with us as we come back to conclude the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, frankly speaking radio.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. Dwindling moments of the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, frankly speaking radio. And our special guest, Tom Berryhill. Tommy, welcome back.
Frank, thank you very much. You know, I've been thinking during the break,
okay,
the calls that we've taken, you know, these guys are skilled. They're doing things.
Yes.
I think it's great. There's a lot of critical thinking going on.
Sure.
This is an exciting time to be alive, Frank. It really, there's some technological breakthroughs that are just trying to burst through and onto the scene.
You know, I agree. And I think that's why, you know, we tell people to network all the time, Tom. I mean, that's the thing. You know, you look at where you live, for example. You know the people who live around you.
Yep.
You know all the people that you need to know. People know who you are. You network in a number of different ways, and this is no different. And I know a lot of our listeners do that as well. But some people, perhaps, you know, maybe they just sit and listen to the show for, you know, various shows. And, you know, maybe they don't call in, or maybe they call in tonight and said, oh, yeah, this is something I like to talk about. And then they talk, and that's it. But as you had said, you know, if you go out and you start bouncing these ideas, look, something could shake loose from all of the conversations we've had tonight that could change the entire world. I have no doubt that that's possible on any given
night. And
there's
no dumb questions either. To some people that are listening, they might not understand all this. Please contact me. I'll try to help them go in the right direction and find the information they need. There's no dumb questions.
Absolutely. And well, actually, there are, but most of those come from me. And and luckily, I know great people like yourself.
And the best part is, Frank, you admit it.
Well, you know, I think the beginning of wisdom is being able to know what you don't know.
I'm picking on you there.
No, I'm being sincere. Look, when I was a little kid, I could wire up some things, and when something breaks, I'll be the first one to take it apart, and because I can usually put it back together. You know, I can usually make it work. I have no idea what I'm doing, though. That's the difference. So when I talk to people like yourself who are just so skilled in this, and then you know, I'll need you to say, okay, talk to me like I'm your 5-year-old child, and then they'll say, okay, stick the blue wire over here, right, and then I get it. It just has to be dumbed down for me. That's all.
Well, we can, you know, you can move a mountain one little rock at a time. So
yeah.
There's no dumb questions, and if anybody, you know, has any concerns or wants to ask, just contact me. There's no problem.
Yeah, and we'll give out all that information. So again, folks, here's what it goes. Here's how it works. Tom Berryhill, okay, his email address is on our website, but again, it is TWB8899@yahoo.com. Okay, just send him an email and make sure you quantify that this is in regards to his appearance on the show.
I can send some photographs and you know, things of some of the instruments in that we made.
Yes.
And if anybody's interested in seeing any of that.
And yes. And Tom, of course, you manufacture the Lukofsky coils that that Nancy Oliver uses. She's been on the show. You manufacture the Madeira machines, which can be seen at MadeiraMachines.com. Alistair Jackson has talked about that. You manufacture the energy cleaner machine, which Lee Kroc has been on the show to talk about that, and you can see those on his website. You also have the bioelectrifiers. You also have the colloidal silver generators. You also have, like I said, just the Lukofsky coils as well. The new multi-purpose frequency generator,
we call it an Oregon modulator,
okay.
And that's what people have used with the Oregon cylinders. Nancy's told a story about how she made it rain out there in Boise, Idaho.
Yes.
That kind of scared her.
And I like the story you told about the thing. You were aiming it up at the sky to see what it would do, and it tilted when you weren't looking and hit the water.
And the fish went nuts in the pond.
I'm telling you, man. There's something to that.
There's something to it. And I would encourage everybody to research Wilhelm Reich, R-E-I-C-H.
Yes.
They killed him. They didn't. I'm convinced they killed him. Like 2 days before he was supposed to get out of the federal prison, he dies.
It's just time-honored tactics. Tom, you have enlightened many of us. And folks, of course, I know you have ears to hear. And you know what you've heard here tonight. And you know that there are great people like Tom out there working on things to make this world a better place. I look forward to it, my friend. God bless you. Thank you so much for your time. And folks, we'll see you in about 20 hours for more Frankly Speaking Radio. See you then.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?